G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
And welcome to your Monday podcast. Phil and DJ here for a brand new week. And for something completely different, we've got the lovely Carol on the line with us for the introduction to the podcast. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Phil and DJ.
Now, you are out there watering the garden today. The show is done, and I saw you've given us a call here, and we're running around like a couple of headless chooks this morning. So I thought, you know what? We've got to do the podcast intro. Let's kill two birds with one stone. Podcast intro and talk to Carol at the same time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, how are you? How's your Monday?
Oh, it's really good, thank you. I was up early this morning, 5:30, and woke up at 5:30, praise the Lord, and then picked up the cat and gave the cat a cuddle in bed.
Aww. Now, this is your cat named Lady that likes to walk around on a lead.
Yes, that's right. She has a harness. So she's been out this morning, and I've taken her, and now she's underneath the gum trees, these trees that are dividing my neighbour and my house, and she's tethered up there for a little while she's laying in the nice sun. But I thought this morning that your program, Face of the Century, was a real classic. That was fun. and you know, I think we all kind of shiver a bit when we're going to be asked questions about Joseph and that, because there's similar names like Isaac and Rebecca and Jacob and Rachel.
Yes.
And I get them mixed up.
Yes,
I get them mixed
true.
Up. And, when you're reading through the Bible and you're doing the story, you don't get them mixed up. But, I mean, I graduated from Bible college and I'm always in the Bible, and I used to read the Bible twice in a year for many years in different versions, and I didn't get them mixed up. But because I've been out of Genesis for a little bit, and you know how I remember them?
How do you? This is good. Is it one of those mnemonics where you learn the first letter of it?
No. Okay. I tell you what. Okay. Now, you'll have to help me out on the name of the shoes. Okay. So Isaac is like sock. Okay.
Yeah.
Sock. And what go with socks? Reebok. So you've got Isaac and Rebecca.
And okay.
You've got socks okay. and Reebok.
All right, that's Isaac and Rebecca.
That's the name of it,
How did you remember Jacob and Rachel?
Well, you just remember Jacob and Rachel.
Just remember the other ones. Whatever the other ones that are left. Love it.
Yeah, exactly. I've got one for them, not one for the other one there. All right, I love it there. Hey, listen, we've got to let everybody get into today's show. But, Carol, as always, thank you so much for giving us a call and being on the introduction to the podcast. We've never done this before.
No, we haven't, and God bless you, and thank you.
All right, On behalf of Carol, Phil and DJ, enjoy the show.
Thank you, I do, and I will, and God bless you, and I love you heaps, guys.
Aw, love you too, Carol, bye.
Rise and shine with Phil and DJ on Vision Christian Radio.
It's Monday, the 15th of April. We are super excited to be waking up this fresh week with you. Good morning, DJ.
Is that officially, are we halfway through April already?
Sure. It's half full, half empty, whatever you want to look at it, but either way, it's underway.
Listen, I'll tell you why I'm very, very excited this morning is because last week we launched our all-new Rise and Shine Facebook page, Facebook community.
Very exciting.
Our group.
We're under great... We don't really do a soft launch here.
Well,
it's all hard, all go, all systems. Here's everything at once.
Not too much fanfare. Just telling you about it on the show here. We are up to, we are just a whisker of 300 people liking the page. And what gets me very excited,
yes,
175 members in the community group.
Which is the behind the scenes.
175.
Very exciting. And then you get all the other content like DJ giving a little update of his weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
If you apply and get in there.
Exactly.
Very
exactly.
Exciting.
Operation Sort Out the Garage was captured over the weekend in the community group. So if you want a little bit of that behind the scenes action, that's all happening over in the community group. But make sure you like our Facebook page. That's where we're going to be putting a lot of our information about what we're doing throughout the show, including what we're doing this morning, and that's at Rise and Shine Vision. If you search for that on Facebook, you'll see our smiling faces in front of the map of Australia, and away we go.
Away we go. Away. Well, we have a lot to do this morning.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, obviously, the music machine, a highlight for me of every show.
As my mother used to tell me, God's listening to you. God's listening to you when you tell a lie. But we are going to continue through Music Machine. And Spin It or Pin It is back for another week. Two great songs up against each other.
Have you got some ready to go?
Oh, I've been working furiously on the art week that I can put over here. So we'll do that a little bit later on as well.
Getting you up and ready to face the day. This is Rise and Shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
You posted a sneaky video in our behind-the-scenes Rise and Shine group. So there's, for people who are just tuning in this week, I don't know where you've been, but welcome.
Welcome back.
We've got some different ways that you can connect in with the show now. We have a text line, which you can text through at any time, or you can also jump onto our Facebook group, so Rise and Shine. You can go through the Vision page or find us on Facebook. And then you can also apply if you want to be a bit deeper, if you want to share in. We've got a Facebook community where we share videos and you can share photos and things like that.
And I'm so excited. I was hoping a few people would jump in there. We're up to 175 people.
And people loving sending photos.
It's
great. It's so much fun. And look, you posted a sneaky video on Saturday morning and it made me almost want to come around with a big tip truck. In our family, we're quite the thrower outers. We're the chuckers.
Yeah.
So we don't store a lot of stuff. I'm like, this, it has to fit in this house or it goes.
Yes.
It looks like your family might have a different approach.
Oh, it's not the family. It's not the family. It's just me. It's just me. The family is all about getting rid of everything.
Really?
My sons, and this is a great reverse psychology to raise, your children there. If you want them to be the opposite of what you are, just, you know, be
that
out.
That is how it works.
It is. And because I like to try to keep everything and try to store everything, and it's a bit hard for me to throw stuff away.
Yeah.
I get that from my mum. You know, good morning, mum.
Hi,
love
Mrs.
Payne. Yeah, I love you heaps, but thanks for that one.
You can't blame your mum.
You just want to keep everything. You turn a little bit too sentimental. And look, I am getting better. I am sorting stuff out, getting rid of stuff. I've got an entire rack of shelves of stuff to sell.
Collections of things
that I've collected over the years that I want to sell. So that's one of the big projects I want to get done this year. Whether it's Facebook Marketplace or, you know, anywhere else, it starts selling all this, all this stuff that I've collected over the years. So, I want to get through to that. But it was Saturday morning, up early and going, all right, you know what? We're going to get through this garage, stage one, just to resort, to give some space in there so we can get out there, and mission accomplished.
It took, well done.
Took me about 7 or 8 hours, and had a few helpers, but not many. And
not many. We had the dog and the cat from next door, and that was about it, really.
Well, Benita went out, and then, the boy that is home, Galvin, my 17-year-old, he's got a broken foot. Judah's still down in Geelong. My oldest has gone out with the girlfriend, so I'm like, all right.
I've got good reasons. Yeah. Well done, boys, I
think
just
they
say.
Just all saw me getting stuff in the garage, and they're like, we're out of here. Go, bye, bye. But no, it was a great step one. So if you want to see a little bit behind the scenes of that, that's over in our Rise and Shine private group, our community group over there, and you can apply to be in that. Just make sure you answer all the questions. There's been a lot of people applying to join, and I'm a bit of a stickler here.
You are.
If people don't agree to the group rules, that's the most basic thing you can
just
do.
Just tick. That's the main one.
Just go, yes, I agree to the group rules.
I think that's fair enough.
I reply back and say, hey, listen, we really would love you to be in it, but, you know, just reapply and tick that box. That's all you need to do. So we've had quite a few people who haven't ticked the box. I'm getting serious about it. So it's wonderful, wonderful there. We've got some great stuff, including you mentioned our new text line.
Yeah.
We have had someone come up with a bit of a jingle.
Ooh, I love that.
For the text line. Yes. So why don't we go have a listen to some music. We've got Consumed by Fire coming up. Have a listen to music. We'll come back and we'll have a listen and get everybody's thoughts about this new jingle. Just improvised in the car by a faithful listener. We'll have a listen to that in just a moment.
Be a new jingle on the way.
Well, I love a good jingle, and you know, it's helpful to remember stuff, including our new text line number. It's a tricky one to remember. The number is 0447 488 316. All right, that's a tricky one to remember.
It is a tricky one to remember.
Yeah, I've put it out there. You can find it on our Facebook pages. You can find it on the Rise and Shine group and everything like that. And I've said, you know, wouldn't it be great if someone came up with a jingle? Well, we've got a dear listener, Lachlan, who was sitting in the car when he heard us say this. He had to think about it, pulled out his mobile phone, and he recorded himself doing a jingle.
Wow.
Off the top of his head.
Amazing.
No accompaniment. This is what came to mind. I love it. I think it's great. He's popped this in the community group there. So this is how it goes. Tell me what you think. Can we start this? Could we send this to like a musician or something like that and say, can you come up with a jingle for this? This is what Lachlan is thinking.
0447 488 316. That's the number that you text for the Rise and Shine Breakfast team. 0447 488 316. Give them a text, they can't reply yet, but give them a text on 0447 488 316.
I love the fact that's that he's put good. They can't reply yet. Okay, that's you know.
But that is amazing.
Yes.
What a legend.
I think it's great.
Lachlan, very, very impressive.
I think I'm gonna use it for today. Now my yes. only note, Lachlan, and because Lachlan's based in Geraldton, Western Australia, I think.
That's right.
I'm sure he's in bed. Right
I
now.
Hope he's asleep and not hearing this. But we'll very play early. It again later.
Yeah, play it. Now, the only thing that I would say, the only note, I'm putting my producer hat on now.
No. Don't put notes.
Now, the only note I would say.
Awesome, Lachlan.
It is awesome. Don't get me wrong. It's 10 out of 10. The only note I would say,
yes.
448 is easy to remember and hear than when you repeat the number twice. Put that in the back of your mind. Now listen to the jingle again.
0447 488 316. That's the number that you text for the Rise and Shine Breakfast team. 0447 488 316. Give them a text, they can't reply yet, but give them a text on 0447 488 316.
So
you'd go like 0447.
Yeah, I think you've got
316.
Exactly. Mm. That's my only note I would give, and I'm sure Lachlan is up to give us a bit of round two. But anyway, that's my note.
Wow,
on it.
I love it.
If you've got it, if someone else wants to give it a crack, please go for it. A text line number. Hopefully, you can remember Lachlan singing it there, and you'll be able to remember the number. Shoot us a text. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us your thoughts. Was my note too mean? Was Lachlan awesome?
Yes, just awesome, Lachlan. Brilliant.
Rise and Shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
Great to be talking to Tracy this morning. If our tech is working, we might get to have her on the line. She's out, obviously, doing this huge walk, going all the way. Well, let's ask her about it. Have you got her there, DJ?
Yep.
We do? Well, then, Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Tracy, you are doing, you know, you're known as being, you know, this grandma, this mum, this lady who is out there doing walks, climbs and things like that to raise money. What are you in the middle of doing right now?
I'm walking from Brisbane to Sydney, about 1,000 k's.
That's a long way. And what are you walking for?
I'm walking to raise money for an organisation called Destiny Rescue, who rescue children out of sexual exploitation and slavery.
Wow. So with your walking from Brisbane to Sydney, 1,000 kilometres, are you doing it like one massive hit? Are you going for the record or are you taking it slowly, bit by bit? What's the plan?
No records. I'm not into records. I'm just into trying to accomplish the best I can.
So how long is that going to take?
Over 2 months.
Two months? Wow.
Till the 31st of May.
Okay, fantastic. And have you got all the stops along the way planned, or how's it looking like that?
Yes and no. We've got quite a generalisation. I've had a few days. I wasn't well for a couple of days. I'm a few days behind, but hopefully I will catch up and, yeah, marry up with the plan.
I love it. I love it. If people want to, they love what you're doing and they want to support you or get to know more about you, what's the easiest way for them to find your information?
They can go to my Facebook page, which is Walk for Destiny, and there's actually a link in there to Move to Rescue, which is in the month of April, which Destiny Rescue does, and that will have a lot more information. There's also a link at the top of the page to donate, and they can find out anything they like from the Facebook page, really. I'm a pretty open book.
Well, on that note, being an open book, I've got to ask, I don't know if it's the wonderful lighting, and if people hopefully can see a video of this later on, the wonderful lighting there. Is your hair blue at the moment, Tracy?
Yes. Yes, it's something that I do. I have blue hair.
Now, is that
very
is that,
cool?
Yeah. It looks very cool. And we're talking a very bright blue. Is that signifying anything, or is it just because you're a fashionista?
No,
and
it was one day I was at the hairdresser's with my daughter, and she likes pink. So she gets her hair pinked. And she just went, "Mum, you need to do something different." She said, "I think you should put blue in your hair." Wow. And that was a few years ago, and she just kind of does it sometimes. And, yeah, so she did the first week with me, and so I've got the blue hair.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, it's very cool, out. Very
not,
fun.
Yeah, not like you know, in the old days, you know, the old grandmothers used to have the blue set
sure,
in.
Sure, this is real blue.
We're talking very bright blue. We're talking very different there.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, listen, Tracy, what we're going to do is we're going to pop your links up on our socials there so people can find your Facebook page. And if they want to know more about what you're doing and support you, they can go over there.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Thank you so much for the chat.
Well, before we go, Tracy, to get you inspired on your walking today, is there a particular song that we can play you?
Oh, at the moment, my favourite is Zach Williams. Oh, what's that one I really like? A little more like Jesus, a little less like me, I think.
Go play that one for you.
It's a really good one.
Well, love whatever it. Helps. I think you're doing a great job. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just don't get it right.
It's the best way to start your day. Rise and shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
Yeah.
The text line in, and we're loving getting some texts this morning on our new number, 0447 488 316. I haven't sung it, but we should. What, have you got it there?
I've got it ready to go. At the push
you?
Of a button.
Oh, well, let me not do it then.
Yeah, why? Lachlan, exactly. Why do it when we've got Lachlan lined up, ready to go, Phil? Lachlan, take it away.
0447 488 316. That's the number that you text for the Rise and Shine Breakfast Team. 0447 488 316. Give them a text, they can't reply yet, but give them a text on 0447 488 316.
I love it.
Brilliant, Lachlan.
Well, somebody who has given us a text is a very special one, and I've got some lovely music for it this morning. I'm going to, because it's Leslie who's written to us from Upper Kedron in Queensland. Phil, do the honours. Read this for Leslie.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's in pink on my screen.
Yeah.
Today is our 24th wedding anniversary. She had to leave early for work before her amazing husband, Mark, was awake. He starts work at lunchtime. She won't be seeing him till later on. Could you wish him a happy anniversary? Oh. He means the world to me, and I'll forever be grateful that God brought us together. Mark, you've been her best friend and companion all these years, and Leslie loves you dearly forever and always.
Oh, look at this. What a great use of our text line right here.
That's the best yet. Well done, Leslie. And congratulations to you both on your 24th wedding anniversary.
Well done, Mark and Leslie. See, they're very smart. They got married in the year 2000.
Well, so some smart people did that.
Some smart people do that, so you discount it. Very no thinking right there. It's right there. Well, let's dedicate a song to both of you, Mark and Leslie, on your 24th anniversary today. We're going to play you Taya, Going to Be Good, but we've got another great use of our text line. Going to tell you about that next.
going out to Mark and Leslie on their 24th wedding anniversary.
Yay!
And look, I'm also seeing some other texts come in this morning. Michelle has texted to test that the number's working. We got it, Michelle. The hands up, thumbs up to you. It did work there.
Fantastic.
But we need some help this morning because we play a game a little bit later, about an hour from now, called Saints of the Century.
Yeah, listen, this is what's happened. We've had a carryover champion, Elizabeth. She's not able to play at the time on the show. So, you know, she's retiring gracefully. And we need two fresh new players for Saints of the Century.
Yes.
All right. Now, this is where you can use the new text line and let us know if you are available to play. Now, if you win, we need you to play East Coast time around about 8:30, West Coast time about 6:30 every day if you win up until 10 weeks. Until you lose. So if you ring up and go, oh, listen, I'm busy every other day. Well, it's not going to work. You need to be available around about 8:30, 6:30 in the West, you know, to play Saints of the Century with us. If you're able to do that, you want to take a red hot go and win. Everybody wins. Everybody wins prizes. Win some fantastic prizes. The number is 0447-488-316. I've put the number out there on the main Vision socials, on the Instagram account and on the Facebook page. So it's all there, easy to find. Text us through and let us know that you are up to play Saints of the Century. Or you can even give us a call.
You could, the old-fashioned way. You could give us a call. I'm not going to give that number as well because it's just too much. But you know that one. Or send us an email. Any way you like.
Any way you want.
We would just love to play. And look, shall I give a tip about what the story is today?
Give me a hint.
Okay, look, if you're feeling like it's just too hard, you could read ahead the story of a guy called Joseph in the Bible. If you knew a bit about his story, then you'd be set to play today.
Ah, too easy. Get involved.
Across Australia, this is Rise and Shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
If you like that one, it's called Revival Song by Ali Minoz, and you're on All Rise and Shine with Fel and DJ.
I love what you did there, Fel. If you don't know exactly how to pronounce the last name, do it confidently and quickly. Do it quickly and confidently. Ali Minoz, I like that one there. But I think that's a bit of a theme there, Revival Songs, because we have got two songs coming up for this week's Spin It or Pin It, coming up shortly, and both of them are about revival.
It's those days at the moment where lots of great, exciting things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got a couple of songs, Spin It or Pin It.
Yes.
It's renamed, rebadged to be politically correct now.
Yes.
We're not binning any artists. We're just saying one of them you might want to pin at the top of your board for now. The other one will keep going.
I love the fact that none of the artists, like, contacted the artists. All the artists were like, yeah, we're fine with it. It's okay. But it was people taking umbrage for the artists going, yes, we can't pin a song.
Well, and I'm with you all. Let's be nice.
So instead of pinning it, we're pinning it
to the top.
We're going to be doing it. So Alexander Pappas, Kim Walker-Smith, two giant names in Christian music. We're going to be doing that in just a moment. So get everything ready. Get ready for your listening ears. And we've got some links and everything there. The way to vote on it is you can comment over on the Facebook page or on the Instagram account. Now, this is where it's going to get a little bit confusing because we're in
a lot of different spots now.
Yeah, exactly. We've got some different things happening, transitioning over to a Rise and Shine Facebook page. If you've not gone over and liked and followed it over there, make sure you do. Just do a search for Rise and Shine Vision and you'll see it straight away there.
And we're about to have a look at Spin It or Pin It, where we take two songs, we put them into like a boxing match against each other, and we see which one comes out on top by knocking out the other. Last time it was a knockout punch, there was just one hit. One song went down, the other song didn't get any votes at all.
Well, it got a couple. It got a couple, including mine.
Well, there you go.
But I was definitely voting for the underdog there. But, last time it was Jimmy Cavity totally took it away with his song Concrete Gold there. But we've got two new songs up against each other, and this is by artists that you've heard of and know of, you've heard before. Kim Walker-Smith, massive name when it comes to modern worship music. She's absolutely huge. Got that massive.
What would be a worship song that people would know?
Okay, she's got Hold On, Kim Walker-Smith. She's got Protector, Just Be, Something About Holding is another one of her ones. She's, you know, she's got a brand new song in called Let Revival In. And I reckon it's a special one. I reckon it's a really sweet one off a new project she's just done. Now, up against Kim Walker-Smith. Now, I don't like doing this.
Yes.
Ladies against gentlemen.
Oh, it's fine.
Well,
I'm not a problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, if we use the analogy of the old boxing ring, that's where I start getting a little bit, I get worried there.
Well,
Alexander Pappas, exactly. It's just a couple of songs.
I don't think she would mind. Kim can hold her own, I'm sure.
Yes, she can. She can. Alexander Pappas, we know Alexander Pappas, big part of Hillsong United, Hillsong Young and Free. He's out there on his own now. And we caught up with him last year. He popped in. He was the first artist to do our, you know, vision sessions last year.
Right.
And absolutely fantastic. Well, he's had a haircut. And he's come back with a brand new song as well. He's working on a new project, and his new one is called A Great Awakening. Both of these are themed around revival.
Beautiful.
So I think there might be something here. So let's go. Ladies first here, Kim Walker-Smith. Let's have a listen to her new one, Let Revival In. You can find the links to this all on the Facebook page and on the Instagram account. You can go find the lyric video as well. Have a listen. Is this the one you're going to vote for this week?
Welcome to a new horizon. Open eyes to a brand new day. Time to take on every mountain. Time to shake off every weight. What's been before won't be.
That's Kim Walker-Smith coming out of the corner of the box with her song Let Revival In. I think she stood proud.
Oh.
She was not worried about being up who she's up against.
No, it's a big song. It's a good one.
Let Revival In.
I reckon that's, you know, I could be wrong here, but depending on what type of church you go to, it might be the one that you'd be going to be singing in the next.
It does sound like a great one to sing.
Yes.
Get everyone excited.
Exactly. Kim Walker-Smith, Let Revival In. That's your first option for this week's Spin It or Pin It. All right, up against Kim Walker-Smith. Now, when it comes to music plays, when it comes to album sales, when it comes to, you know, Spotify, you know, spins and everything like that, Kim Walker-Smith, absolute giant, heavyweight in the ring.
Excellent.
This young guy, scrappy. Not
really?
As many. Oh, yeah. We've known his name, Alexander Pappas, but, you know, he's got the freshly, you know,
so you're pitting him as the underdog.
Well,
is that because, you know, Aussies love an underdog?
Well, no. Well, the last time we did an underdog and I absolutely got trounced. But, you know, I just want you to pick the best song. Whatever song you hear is the best song, let us know. Now, this one is a little bit more of a history lesson.
Okay.
It's called A Great Awakening.
Yes.
Alexander Pappas, let us know what you think about this one here. If you like this one, hop over on the socials and vote. Have a listen. What do you think of this one? Great Awakening.
I've got faith for revival. All across this land, like you did in the upper room. Let again your spirit loose.
It's the best way to start your day. Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
With Felon DJ on Vision.
Yeah. I put out the challenge to try and sum up your weekend in just four words.
All right. Well, you left us hanging, Fel. Okay. Your weekend in four words, what was it?
Okay. Beach, circus, clean, new.
Okay. new.
New. Oh, no. No.
I thought you said something else.
I was wearing clothes the whole time.
I thought you said something else at the end.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Sorry. So the first one was beach.
Yes, we started the weekend on the beach.
Okay,
with
beautiful.
A bit of brekkie. And then Millie and I went to a circus. You don't do that every day.
How was the circus?
Very fun.
Okay.
Very, very
highlight
good.
Of the circus?
The man being shot out of a cannon.
Whoa!
Very fun.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't
that
it?
That is very, very
that's
cool.
That's a tough gig. Like, I was thinking, would you put your hand up for that?
My take, the only time I've been on the circus was only a few years ago.
Not enough animals.
I was very surprised how little animals there were. Not many animals?
No animals.
Okay.
That's it.
Not even any dogs?
Not even a dog.
Not a monkey?
No monkeys.
Okay.
I think fully personed circus, but very good. They
beach,
did a great
circus.
Job.
Circus.
And
next
then
one?
Clean. I borrowed. I will give it back.
Yeah.
My parents gurney.
Oh,
I've
very
never
nice.
Gurneyed.
Oh.
Incredible machine. I
beautiful.
Can't believe it's taken me this many years to become aware of this
we're
technology.
We're talking footpath, driveway.
Outside, the full outside of the house.
Wow.
I got very excited.
Good on you.
We need one of those. I want whatever that power is, I want for the inside of my house now. I was so tempted to take the gurney inside, but apparently you can't. But whatever that tech is.
Take it straight to the teenager's bedroom in there and do that.
Just gurney it out.
And the last one was new.
That's right. We went along to a brand new church launch.
Oh, nice.
King's Church in Runaway Bay launched with wonderful pastors Sky and Damien.
Beautiful.
On Sunday afternoon. So if you're in the Runaway Bay area, I can vouch for a fantastic church that's just opened in your neighbourhood.
Fantastic, fantastic. Mine is very simple. And if you've been following along on the Rise and Shine community group, you would have seen it there. Garage Sort Stage 1. That's
I could bring the gurney over and just gurney it all out of there.
There's a lot of precious stuff in there that doesn't need to be wet. But very, very simple. I'm sorting through the garage. I'm making it a usable space in the house, and it's going to be all sorted. We love your weekend in four words. You can make it cryptic. You can make it a bullet point. You can make it a sentence if you want. And I love the ones that are commenting here on our Rise and Shine Facebook page with a photograph. This one here from Linnell Westwood says, family, food, fun, fellowship. And two people here with sparklers in the night. Too much fun. I love it.
And then Kate says, snap, family, fire, fellowship, fun. Also a beautiful fire going in her photo. So Kate and Linnell, it sounds like you've had some great outdoorsy time.
Yeah.
If you've had a good time, why don't you give us a buzz or send through a photo or send us a text.
Across Australia, this is Rise and Shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
And DJ, we're talking all things weekends,
yeah.
But quickly, we've got four words.
Yes.
And I like it actually on looking at Facebook, and Karen Smart, she's used four emojis to show us her weekend. So what do you reckon's happened to Karen?
What has she got?
A sunshine.
Sunny day.
Yes,
yep.
Maybe.
Yep.
A plant.
She's done some nursery or planning or gardening. Yes, yes.
She's found an emoji that has nails with nail polish on it.
Oh, she's got a nail stain.
I didn't maybe know that was even a thing.
Maybe a bit of a manicure there.
Followed by a purple Bible-y cross.
Okay, then she went to church.
I hope so, with her purple nails. So there you go.
I love it. I love it. And we're going for all over the map. The wonderful Mickey lets us know, in watching some of the news that's been coming out over the weekend here in Australia, especially out of Bondi, she said shocking, sad, concerns and prayer.
Yeah.
So four words there covering that, which is, I like the fact she's been able to express that just in those four words in there as well.
Yeah, that's right. And a great SMS that's just come in.
Yes.
That second, delving deep into scripture.
Ooh.
I don't know who that's from, but there you go. That's fantastic. Sounds like a wonderful weekend at your place.
I love it. I love it. Let us know your weekend in four words. You can text it on through or even give us a call. The text line is 0447-488-316. Now, while you're texting us, we also need someone to play with us. We're starting, from ground zero here. We need two new challenges for Saints of the Century. To play our game, walk away with a fantastic prize. Saints of the Century, you can let us know via text or you can give us a call, 1-800-316-316. I reckon we come back on the other side of this and get the last couple of weekend in four words.
Vision, and we're taking a couple of minutes just to recap our weekends. Loving seeing all of these messages coming through the Facebook page.
Yeah, a brand new Facebook page. Just look for Rise and Shine Vision. One of my favorite ones here, because it could be taken two different ways.
Okay.
Brendan got in touch with us and said, pulled pork, church family. Now, I don't know if he's talking about eating pulled pork with the church family or that he's calling his church family a bunch of pulled pork.
Well, you would call them pork chops, wouldn't you? So I wouldn't be surprised. I'm hoping that he just ate some beautiful pulled pork.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan, we're all coming to your house.
Yes.
I love Heather after Brendan's post who says, "You're nuts. No weekend is that short. At least seven sounds like the number that she needs, a heavenly number."
Yeah.
So, Heather, I'm with you. It is very difficult to try and narrow it down.
"You're nuts, no weekend is that short." She did that in seven words. I see what she did there.
Very clever.
Very, very clever, nice. Heather. I like it. I like it. Michelle's got in touch with us and said, "Linen, outreach, love and sadness." Sounds like all the spectrum right there. Ruth from Tasmania, "Blueberries, grass, love and relax."
Mate,
that sounds. I want to have that weekend. That sounds like a lot of love.
You also said here, "Blessed to be alive with a glasses, smiley face with the teeth." I don't use that one very much, but I might today. And we've got Ross here. He sounds like he had a busy weekend. All work, no play.
Oh, Ross. That's
hopefully
no good.
Having a day off today instead.
No good. The most interesting one there is Julie, who said, wombats, packing, walking, God. Right, they're the four words.
Right.
And then she's gone, but not necessarily in that order.
Well, I feel like I need you to give us a call and tell us what you mean.
Did you go walking with a pack, see some wombats, and then thank God? I don't know. Trying to put the pieces together there. Let us know what you've been up to. But if you have got time right now, we are looking for a couple of new contestants. If you can play Saints of the Century, everybody who is able to play is going to walk away with a fantastic prize.
Great conversations, fun, inspiration, and more. Rise and shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
You choose this curtain call, the song to take us into the day.
Yeah.
Very important on a Monday. You want to be up and going.
Well, if you missed it, the phone number, you can text us now, your curtain call.
0447 488 316.
There we go. I've just got that little snippet right there. That's
I'm
the new number.
I'm just waiting for the whole song.
No,
very good.
Just a snippet there from Lachlan there. That's the number. You can text through the song you want to hear, and someone's done that.
That's exactly right. I mentioned earlier this hour that Graham from Bunbury has sent us a text. Top of the morning to your eyes and shine, he says. Can I request a Crowder song? Run, Devil, Run as a Kickstarter for the week.
Whoa.
He's praying that other Vision family members are finding that one person this week to stop, say g'day, and be ready to share your testimony. Bless you all from Graham, and bless you too, Graham.
What a great text and a great song for a Monday morning. You want to turn this one up, Graham. Great choice. Came out, I'm going to say, around about 2017. A great single here. Doesn't get played enough. Crowder, Run, Devil, Run. Going out to Crowder. Going out to Crowder. Going out to Graham.
They'll love it too.
Oh, Rise and Shine.
That's Crowder, Run, Devil, Run, going out to Graham for our curtain call.
Great curtain call. That is the way to start your Monday with a bit of Crowder there, getting us rocking and rolling as we get our day underway. Love your curtain calls. If you've got a song request, you want to get them to us, very simple to do. All you need to do, let's see if I can do this again. Lachlan, what is the number?
0447 488 316.
There we go. There's the number.
I'm waiting for the rest of it every time. You can also call. You can send a message. Oh. You could even do it through our new Facebook pages. Oh. We are so contactable. It's ridiculous.
No excuses now. There is no excuses not to be part of the team and get involved. We'd love to be in touch. Now, if you've missed the news, we have got a brand new Facebook page, Facebook group. I'm putting a post about that up over at Vision Radio. So if you follow Vision Radio on Facebook and on Instagram, you'll have the links and all the details right over there. But I've got to say, hopefully these people don't think this is braggadocious of me.
Braggadocious. But I'm saying, is that a new word?
No,
I've never used that word.
You've never used braggadocious.
No.
There you go. There's your challenge.
Do
use
people
braggadocious.
Use that? No, well,
braggadocious.
Do I want to take that challenge?
That's where brag comes from. It's short for braggadocious.
It is not.
It is.
No.
Go.
Okay.
We've got 350 followers on our Rise and Shine Facebook page and 177 members in our private group.
And we've only been having them up.
Yeah.
I say, we're 3 days in, 4 days in?
Yeah, about 4 days in.
So that's pretty good.
I'm impressed.
That's braggalociousness. Worth bragging about. More important is to brag on God, though. So
amen. I'm going to let you look that one up a little bit later. There's your challenge. Use the word in a sentence today.
Oh,
hey,
dear.
Have a wonderful Monday. Whatever you're up to, just keep looking to the Lord today. He is going to supply all your needs. And we will see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.